Classic Tales. Level 2. Jack and the Beanstalk. Retold by Sue Arango. Read by Oliver Wyman. Published and copyright Oxford University Press, 2011.
"We've got no food, Jack," says his mother. "We've got no money. Go and sell the cow." So Jack goes up the road.
"Look," says a strange old man. "Magic beans. Give me that cow, and you can have them."
"Oh," says Jack. "All right."
"What?"
shouts Jack's mother.
"No money? Beans? Go to bed now."
But in the morning, there's a beanstalk. Tall, tall, tall. And green, green, green.
"Ooh," says Jack. "Wonderful. Magic."
Jack climbs out of the window. He climbs up the beanstalk. Up, up, up. Jack comes to a road. He walks and walks. Then he sees a house. A big, big house. And a woman. A big, big woman.
"Can I have some breakfast?" says Jack. "All right," she says. "Come in. But listen, my man is a giant. He eats boys, so be quiet."
She gives Jack some breakfast. Then there's a noise.
Thump, thump, thump.
"My big man is here," she says. "Quick, hide. Get in there."
"Fee, fi, fo, foy. I can smell a little boy,"
says the big giant.
"No, you can't," says his wife. "Wash your hands. Your breakfast is ready."
He eats his breakfast. Then he says,
"Wife, bring me my gold."
He puts the gold on the table.
"One, two, three."
The giant goes to sleep. Then Jack comes out quietly. He takes a bag of gold, and quietly he runs away. Jack runs back down the long road. He climbs back down the beanstalk, and he takes the gold home to his mother.
"Look, mother, look," he says.
Now they live well. But one day, there's no more gold. So Jack climbs up the beanstalk again. Up, up, up. He comes to the road again. He walks and walks. He sees the house again. The big, big house.
"Can I have some breakfast?" Jack says. "Go away," says the big woman. "My big man eats boys, and you're a bad boy. You take things, don't you?"
"I don't take things," says Jack. "That's another boy."
I can tell you his name, but I want some breakfast first. All right, says the woman. Come in.
She gives Jack some breakfast. Then there's a noise.
Thump, thump, thump.
My big man is here, says the woman. Quick, hide. Get in there.
Fee, fi, fo, foy. I can smell a little boy, says the giant.
No, you can't, says his wife. Wash your hands. Your breakfast is ready.
After breakfast, the giant says,
Wife, bring me my hen. I want some gold eggs.
So she brings the hen to the table.
Lay,
says the giant. And the hen lays a gold egg.
Yes,
says the giant.
Lay, lay.
Then he goes to sleep. Then Jack comes out, and he takes the magic hen, and he quietly runs away. He runs back home to his mother. Jack and his mother are happy. They are never hungry now. But Jack wants to climb up the beanstalk one more time. He comes to the road again. He walks and walks. He sees the house again. The big, big house. And the woman. The big, big woman. But this time, she doesn't see him. Jack hides behind some books. Soon, he hears a noise.
Fee, fi, fo, foy. I can smell a little boy,
says the giant.
Can you? Says his wife. Is that bad boy here again? Let's look in here. Perhaps he's hiding.
But they can't find Jack. After breakfast, the giant says,
Wife, bring me my magic harp.
She brings it, and he says,
Play, harp, play!
Then he goes to sleep. Quietly, Jack comes out. He takes the magic harp, and quietly he runs away. But the harp calls out,
Giant! Giant! The boy is taking me!
Then the giant opens his eyes.
Help!
Says Jack. He runs away fast. He runs down the long road.
He's taking me,
sings the harp.
Stop,
shouts the giant.
Bring back my harp.
Jack gets to the beanstalk. Quickly he climbs down. Down, down, down.
Mother, get the axe, quick! The big giant is coming!
Jack cuts down the beanstalk. And the giant falls down. His head hits the ground.
Thump!
And he is dead.
That's the end of him, says Jack. Now, can I have some breakfast?
Picture Dictionary. X. Breakfast. Climb. Cow. Cut down. Dead. Egg. Fall down. Giant. Gold. Harp. Hen. Hide. Lay. Noise. Road. Run away. Sell. Shout. Smell. Wash. Wife.